female sexual parts and erogenous zones. If you're homosexual, you'll be safe with the exact knowledge of your own body, but you'd better be accurate about it. I mean this. Could you draw a diagram right now of the male body and show the external apparatus, that's the penis? Could you point to the glands, the entrance to the urethra, the frenulum, which for men can be almost as sensitive as the clitoris for women? I wonder if you all knew that. Do you know where the seam or RAF is? The scrotum, testicles, anus and perineal area? And could you do a diagram showing the internals, including the prostate gland, bladder and rectum? Also, could you draw a diagram right now of the female body and show the externals, the labia majora and minora, the clitoris and the mons, the perineum and the entrance to the urethra and vagina and the anus? Could you draw in the internals? About where the G-spot should be, the vagina, cervix, bladder and uterus? And I'm not just being academic here. You've got to know all the terms and matching body parts if you're going to follow the instructions on this tape and achieve ultimate orgasms. Some people don't think they deserve to have ultimate orgasms. Some people have self-esteem problems or they're hung up about their bodies. Well, don't let yourself get sucked in by your internal critic. One of my most amazing sexperts in ultimate orgasms are a couple who even the kindest person would have to admit missed out when good looks were passed around. I mean, these people are on the far side of big, and I'm sorry to say, I mean fat. Nothing stops them, though. They're into camming on the internet. And for those uninitiated, that means they have sex whilst they're on camera and their image is available for all those interested who know how to access that spot on the internet. The truth is, the best sex is nearly always messy and sweaty. The best positions don't hide cellulite and no decent kiss will leave a trace of lipstick. To have great sex, you have to jump in there, faults and all. And unless you feel comfortable with your body, fat thighs and all, love handles and all, great sex will always be a dream because it's impossible to reach a shuddering ultimate orgasm while you're trying to hold your stomach in. Some people are just full of excuses which stop them working on expanding their orgasmic experiences. Excuses like, I don't have the time, I'm just too busy, I'm stressed and tired. Hope that doesn't sound familiar. Because it's time to stop the excuses and get prepared to commit to a wonderful cause, your own pleasure. So why would you want to expand your orgasmic repertoire? Well, orgasms are pleasurable, erotic, fun, mostly free. They're a great sleeping pill and a fantastic way of filling in dead time. But the main reason to go for ultimate orgasms is because you can. Unless you're the kind of person who's happy being just mediocre, you'll want to pursue the Ultimate Orgasm program. It's one of the last frontiers. And the best part is that you have permission because you're you and there's nobody else in the way. If you're single, you can be the best lover you can imagine for yourself. And if you're in relationship, the goal of Ultimate Orgasms can be a lighthouse that channels more love for each other than you ever thought possible. Now, just a realistic caution. Although this tape concentrates on orgasms, I'm not saying that they're the be-all and end-all of sex. Sometimes sex without orgasms is appropriate, and in fact pushing for an orgasm is like trying to screw a lid off a jar. You'll go all red in the face and you can't open it, but your friend comes along who's relaxed, picks it up and simply takes it off. The prerequisite for ultimate orgasms is that you're open to success but not obsessed about it. The more relaxed and enjoyable your program, the more you'll benefit. The most wonderful things can happen on your journey if you take time to appreciate the flowers. And awakening yourself to ultimate orgasms is like watching a beautiful rose bloom. It takes time, and each petal needs to unfold slowly and carefully. Before we go into the orgasmic expansion program, we need to include a special strategy for couples. The important prerequisite for maximizing orgasms for couples is communication. The most important sex organ is actually your brain, and the most important sex tool is your tongue. And I'm not talking about oral sex, I'm talking about...